Kelim perikudches mishne zayin. Kera, the leg of a bed, shoyis a tmei medris, v'chibro lemito. It was tmei medris by itself, which means the piece of wood itself is wide enough that it could be a medris lazov, and azov taka stepped on it. So it became tmei by itself. And now it was attached to a bed. It was put together. It's designed as a kera. It's wide enough to be mekabel tuma on itself, where the zov was taka doras oleh miloshen medris. And then chibro lemito. We had a klal in Perikud Beis Mishnah Beis, and we've used it in other places. Kolam chubel tomei tomei. If it's attached to something, a dove tomei, so then it redefines the whole thing as tomei. So since it was attached to the mito, kulo tmeo medris. It's all an avatoma. What's the difference between a medris itself and something that's negev b'medris? A kli can become a rishon l'toma, but it can't be metame something else because it's only a rishon l'toma. Memela, if it's a medris lazov, the chiddush of medris lazov is that it's an avatoma. So it's an avatoma, it can be metame something else. That's the chiddush of it is that kula tmei medris. However, pershov, the leg then came off the mito. Hitmeya, it retains its status of Tumas Medris. Vamita b'maga Medris. The bed itself is only b'maga Medris because it only had a shame Medris only because it was attached. It was Mechubal Tomei. Hoiso Tmeya Tumas Shiva. The same idea over here. Let's say it had that it was Noga b'meis. V'chibra l'mito. And then it was put in as part of a bed. Kula Tmeya Tumas Shiva. Needs Hazos Meipora and it's Tumas Shiva. Persha, let's say it fell off of the bed. He tmeya tumas shiva. It itself still has a din of tumas shiva. Hamito tmeya tumas erev. It has a din of a kli shenoga b'tomei meis. The halacha of a kli shenoga b'tumas meis. A tumas meis is an avatum, is that it becomes Yerushalmi tumah, but it doesn't have hazoas tumas shiva. That's an important nekuda that has to be spoken out over here. Is that it's mavur over here that even though it has a shem kli bifne atzmoi, but if it was noga, a bed, it only makes it negias tomei azoas shiva. Most rishonim hold that the halacha of cher varein kecholo, that a kli that touches a mace, that's exposed to a mace, becomes navia vaisatum, is only on kli mateches. So that fits. The leg of a bed is eitz, not mateches. However, the Rambam holds, we've spoken this out a number of times, the Rambam Hilchos Tuma Perek Hey, says that this din is a din by all kelim. If that's the case, so l'chayra, the kli that comes into contact with the mace, l'chayra should become an avi avay sadoma, it should be mitame as an avatum of the bed. Is what you're going to have to say is that we're not talking about it came into contact with the mace itself, but it came into contact with the tome mace, and not the mace. And therefore, there's no kerev harein kechol. Tos Yomtov just points out that the Rav over here is sosim like the other Rishonim, even though in other places he is sosim like the Shita of the Rambam. Tzorchin. Hoysa tmeyo tumas erev v'chibro lemito. Let's say it was tomei tumas erev, meaning say not that it needs hazoat shiva, where it was only negeb et tomei mace, v'chibro lemito kula tmeyo tumas erev. Perisho, he tmeya tumas erev v'amito tohoira. Because there's no such thing as a tomei tumas erev, which is not an avatomo, being metame something else. If it only is tomei out the contact, not out the chibur, so then what? It should become a rishon l'tuma? It should become a shein l'tuma? That avada doesn't become. Kelim only mekabim tuma from an avatoma, not from a rishon. There, hashein shomader. This is a tooth, it's not a tooth, it's something sharp made out of metal that comes from like a pitchfork that they turn over the tvua. If it was tomei and it was mischaber to the mader, so then it has a din of tumah kemoiso. If it's poirish min ha-mader, so then it has a din of whatever it had by itself. The same halacha of chibul tumah tomei, and by itself it's mekabel tumah as a dover b'fnei atzmai. Now, it's very important to point out the whole halacha of the Mishnah that the kera that we were talking about was a dover b'fnei atzmoi, but if it was part of a bed that became tomei, and then it was separated from the bed, avada would be nita, the Rambam speaks this out mufurish, We had this before in Mishnah Hey, that only if you have Reva, the framework that you could sleep on, that's called the mito is still intact. But the kera itself pulled out, Avada doesn't have. So the difference is that the kera kishala atzmoi is rochav enough that it could be a medras tomei. But if it was pulled out from an existing bed, so then it's like a shvira of the kli, and then it's not mekabel tum. Now, this makes a very important assumption. It says, this is the shita of the Rav and the Rambam, and it assumes that something which was tohor, if it came out from a bed, which was tummy, there's a shvira, and the fact that it's now put into another bed will not become tummy again. And that's the chayyad davar pashut. If it becomes tohor, it becomes tohor. The old tumah fell off. If it was attached to another bed, so now you start again from scratch. Lemaisa toisus and sugad after zvavam beis, and that's the shita the Rash over here, not that way. They have a very big chiddush that we're talking over here in the Mishnah about a keres shomita that was part of a bed. It became tohor when it was separated from the bed. Kimavur leil and Mishnah hay. Fafilohochi, when it's put back into another bed, it's choizev v'shono, it goes back to its old tumah, it's tamei medras, the whole bed that it's put back into becomes tamei medras. V'tamei tamei ekra, what's the pshat? L'chayra, the goyin is matmi b'losh nazeh. That l'chayra le'metzinu tumah yishona elo b'kli matchis. There's a din of tumah yishona b'kli matchis, which is a gzeir de rabbona, but there's certainly no such din by kli eitz. What's up is over here? So what you're going to have to say is that when we're talking about a kli that's nishbar is ois shem kli. So when if it's put back together again, it's a panam chadosh v'olakan, and it's only midin derabban by kli matches they would go yisa. But by other kelim, of course not. Over here we're talking about tumas medris. The shem hametame is anything that's roi ledrisa zov, not necessarily kli. So the nekuda over here that the mefarshim speak out is that all the chalokim of the bed are intact. There's no panam chadosh v'olakan. It was Oymid Lemedris, it was Oymid Ledrisa, Mishka Moshe of Merkav, and now it's not, and now it's put back into another bed, so it becomes dummy. Temporarily, when it was pulled out, it's not Roy Ledrisa anymore, Mimele it's Nita, there's a Shvira there on the original two of the bed, Shvira, it becomes Ois bed. If it's put back into another bed, it retains its status. Now, the Mashmos of this type of art would be that the Kera Shomita that's part of the bed, it was taken out of the bed, that's a Shvira. So it loses its status as tummy, but since all the parts of the bed are intact, so mele could be put into another bed. It's a shvira only kishal atzmei, but it's not a shvira insofar that it's attached to another bed. And it's not a panim chadashin bolukah, it's not a different thing. It's the same leg of a bed, so it was attached to another bed. So it's choyze v'shono, its status. That's one way to say the word. Mishnah's Taras brings another nusach, and he brings rayas to such a nusach, that you tochen that there's no real shvir here, because it's not the shem kli which is bottle. A kli shen nishbar is the Torah's idea of shvir as a kli, which is metar. It's a chalois tahara. Mashenken, as part of a tumas medrash, it's not a shem kli that's bottle. It's just a functioning bed. So it's not part of a functioning bed anymore. It's just not part of a bed of a mishkav zov, which is mitame. But is it tomei kishala atzmai? There's no shvira. So it didn't lose its status as a dova tomei. It lost its status as a chelik of a mito, which is a dova hamitamei. Attached to another bed, it's part of a dova hamitamei. A tsushta would be, he brings, oichel, that a big piece of cake that was mekabel tumah from a dead sheretz, and then the piece of cake was broken into two. Each part is less than a kebetza. Less than a kebetza does not transmit Tumas achila to a different oichel, but it is tameh. Would be truma in alarid. It's truma tmeh. It doesn't transmit tumah to another piece of food. It doesn't take away the status of it being tameh. What's interesting is that this discussion we mentioned at Tyson Sukhadab Tezvav is over there, because one of the prerequisites of schach is that has to be a davashenim and kabal tumah. It's mashma that you could take kari amita and you could be mesachich. And the shah, what do you mean? If you were saying it's a davah tameh. So what you're going to have to give a knetch is that the halacha of schach is not totally in its status of being tomei. It's totally in its status of being a transmitter of being moiser tumah la'acherim. This is an akuda that needs work in gidrei sukkah. But that's the gedra advarim is klar. It's a dova tomei bifnei atzmei because it was never nishbar, it was never mafkia the shem tumah. But it's not part of a bed. Sumel, it's not mekabo. It's not, I'm sorry, it's not moise tum. It's not mavir tum. Take a look at Rebbe Chanon and Kovitzar Simon Yutes. It says a whole arichus on the gedder of the din of kolam uchubel letame tame. And he points out something that's important to point out from here. It's mavur over here that if you have the part of the bed, the keresh shomita, that's only a rishon letuma, so it can't be mitame something else, because nothing else, a kli, another kli, cannot become a sheni from the rishon. Now, if it's mechuber, we say that it's there is. Rabbi Chanan doesn't understand the din of kol mechuber letame tame is a din that the keresh shomita defines the whole bed as the kera. Because the kera is a toffel, the whole bed is the ikker. So it's not the pshat that the whole bed becomes somehow bottled to the status of being a rishon letuma to the foot of the bed. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that the foot of the bed is mitame with chibur, it's mitame the rest of the bed. However, Rabbi Chanan says a chiddush, even though normally something that's mitame A, that's mitame B, there's always a downgrade, there's always an achoizdag, a rishon, that transmits tumah, turns something into a sheni, an av turns into a rishon, avi avoyz turns into an av, and so on. When it's mechuber, not just in a gear, then it transmits kimoisoi, and therefore the halacha is over here that the rishon, that which it transmits tumah to, becomes a rishon as well. Ayin sham, Rav Chanan has all arichus for dryas. Is this only by a chibur of a chelik of a kli to a bigger part of a kli, like a keresh amita to a mita, or is it even there's a whole arichus based on the sugya and kris taf kof aleph? What happens if you have a piece of nevela and you put in botzek? Marshall, there's a piece of nevela that's like a frank and blank, and wrapped around it's one oichel now together with mechubet to something else. Does that also have a din of kamoisa? Is that in a chos daga? These are all good questions. Mishnah Ches. This is about tefillin. Tefillo, which is the singular of tefillin. We're talking about the four parts of the kli, of the tefillin. Tefillo arba kelim. Tefillo is actually comprised of four ketzitzos, four compartments. Each one is a separate compartment. We're talking about tefillin shorosh. Tefillin shoyad. We put all the parshas together in one compartment. Tefillah Shoresh, you look at the top, there's those lines, is because the halacha Moshe Mesinai is to indent the bias and make it into four separate compartments. One part has the cloth that has on it Shema, one has Vayim Shemoy, one has Kaddishli, one has Vayikri Yacha. The order of how those four parshas are put, that's the famous machlokes in Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's story. Hitir. Over here means removed. The Ktsitsa Rishonah was removed from the bias, and then it was re-put on. Vitikno. Which means he didn't put back on that one, but he stuck on another piece of bias, of hardened leather, and he made from that, he made another Ktsitsa, another compartment. The new compartment, if you're talking about tefillin, that word Tomei is Tmeya Tomei Meis. It's mechubit to the other ktsitzos, and it's called one guf. The same chibul atame tame. V'chein shnia, v'chein shlishis, hiter esarvius, and he put another one there, toiru metame meis. Why? Because there's nothing there of the original, that which was negev the meis. Abel tmeo, magat me meis. Why? Because they all touched the first one, if they touched the first one, so they all touched something that was tame. So the Tome alt maga Tome meis. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Chozalu Rishayna vihitiru v'tikno. He took off the first ktsitsa and he put another one there. So the ktsitsa chadosha, we said, is Tomeya v'maga. Then you go Vayter Shnio, you take off the second one and you fix the second one. So now the third one is still something that was noga b'tome meis. However, after you take off the first two ktsitzos, if you took off also the shlishes, so now there's nothing that came into contact with the tamei meis. Why? Because the fourth was never tamei by itself. The fourth was always only, and the Mishnah speaks of that, shaharviyis was only tamei alts b'maga. Ve'ein maga oise maga. Only a tome meis can be mitame something else but maga, but something that became nitma als maga tome meis can't be mitame something else als noga tome meis. So mele, there's no part of it that's still from the original maga, so mele, there's nothing there to be mitame. The way we just explained the Mishnah is it comes from the Rash, it's in the Rav, that the fourth one that you were sakin before was only tome because of chibura l'rishoynos. And since he was matir the first three, so well, the fourth one is also going to be tar. Lamaisa, if you look at the Rambam in Kelim Perek Zayin Halach Yud Beis, it sounds like it's only after he was matir the fourth and he was misakin it. That's when it becomes tar mitumas maga. Kilo, it has to be not only that that there's no chibur anymore, but it has to be completely there's a panu chadoshes bo lekan because there's nothing of the original structure when it was tar. It's completely an ayazak. Shows why you need that. Mishnah Tiris brings a few atzois, he mutches over it. We'll just point out one shikava ha'ara, and that is that what it sounds like is you can cut off part of the bias of the shel roish, and you put on another compartment. The problem is that there's discussion in Erechaim Simon Lamed Beis. The El Yerab over here is Mitzayin. That's clear from cutting off part of the bias, that you don't really need the bias of the shel roish to be made from one, even though it's one shel roish, it's one bias that's made into four compartments. It doesn't have to be me'or echot. It doesn't have to have a chibur. You can cut off part and attach a different piece of skin. Not a problem. L'maisen goin in Erechaim, Shulchan Aruch Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Ches, state that there's a zachoyme, kula me'or echot, l'chertz k'neged ha'mishnah. The Mishnah says you cut off and you can put it on. So there's a shtikl amud de'or that talks about where you're not cutting off part of the or. What's meant over here, tikin, and now it's gone, is the leather was stretched out that doesn't have the shape of the compartment anymore. That itself would be enough to be as if you cut it off. So mitzad the din of tefillin it's or echod. Mitzad the din of a base kibul, where the tefillin is a kli, that it has a din tumah because it was turned into the structure of a kli. If it's pulled out and it's just turned into a piece of skin, then I've had a knot. And that's what we're talking about over here. He's mechadish the tahara al yidei pulling it out all the way and then remaking, rebending it into the pieces. There are other achrayim that behandle this raid, because their discussion is that maybe the reason why tefillin has a clay kibbul is not alts the compartment of the shell roish, but it's the part that sits on a person's head. The bias that has the four compartments, the part that sticks up into the ear, the black part. The part that's flatter, which is called the mavarta, it's called mavarta because the ritzua goes through the bottom of it, that sits on the person's forehead. That part is the base kibbul. The whole tefillah shoyat sits in that. So the whole thing is tameh, because the whole thing is a kli, nothing to do with whether it's stretched out or not. So you wouldn't be able to say this word. Okay, that's a nekudah li'iyun.